Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're diving into a fascinating case today that should really stick with you.
Yeah, this one's a game changer.
Exactly. It's DeMarco v. Lynch Holmes. And, as law students, you're going to run into this one quite a bit, especially when thinking about how far a doctor's duty really goes. Like, how far out does their responsibility extend?
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with something that can be spread to other people.
Yeah, you always think of the doctor-patient relationship, right? This one kind of blows that up a little bit.
It really does.
Like with communicable diseases, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think HIV, COVID, even hepatitis, like in this case, it gets messy.
It gets really messy. So basically, what we're going to do is extract the really important stuff from this case, all the need-to-know info. So let's just jump right into it. The year is 1985, and we have Janet Vichiacchini, who is a phlebotomist at Lynch Homes.
Okay, so right off the bat, we have a healthcare setting.
Exactly. And unfortunately, she gets stuck with a needle, occupational hazard. But this needle was used on a patient who had hepatitis.
Oh, so that's bad.
Yeah, not good. So naturally, she's concerned. She goes to her doctors, Ginta and Elwine, to see what to do.
Okay, so she's seeking medical advice. Makes sense.
Totally. And this is where things get, well, interesting from a legal perspective. The doctors tell her, and this is super important, so listen up. They tell her, if you don't show symptoms in 6 weeks, you're safe. Avoid sex until then.
So, like, at first glance, it sounds like reasonable advice, right?
Yeah, on the surface, it does. But there are two really critical details that change everything. First, these doctors knew that Vichiacchini had a partner.
Ah, so they knew there was someone else in the picture.
They did. His name was Joseph DeMarco. And second, the information they gave her about hepatitis, specifically how long it takes for symptoms to show up, it was just wrong.
Like, flat out wrong.
Dangerously wrong. They said 6 weeks. But the thing is, the incubation period for hepatitis B, it can be a lot longer, like up to 6 months.
Oh, wow, so way off.
Way off. So Vichiacchini, relying on what her doctors told her, waits 8 weeks, feels fine, thinks she's in the clear, and resumes her relationship with DeMarco.
Okay, and you can probably guess what happens next.
Yeah. Sadly, they both end up contracting hepatitis B.
Oh man, that's awful.
It really is. And this is where the law comes in. DeMarco sues the doctors and Lynch Holmes, too, alleging negligence.
Okay, so he's saying they messed up and it cost him.
Exactly. His argument, and it's a good one, is that the 6 week advice the doctors gave was completely wrong and it led directly to him getting sick. So this is the big claim of negligence. The doctor's bad advice had foreseeable consequences for DeMarco.
Right, like it was pretty obvious that someone in her life could get infected if their advice was wrong.
You'd think so, right? But get this, the trial court actually dismissed DeMarco's lawsuit.
What? Why?
because, and this is a classic legal hurdle, there was no direct doctor-patient relationship between DeMarco and the doctors.
Ah, the old privity issue. Like, he wasn't technically their patient.
That's exactly it. They basically said, look, DeMarco wasn't part of the agreement between the doctors and Vichiacchini, so he can't sue. They even went so far as to suggest that maybe if DeMarco and Vichiacchini were married, then things might be different.
Wait, married? That seems, I don't know, a little arbitrary, right?
It does, right? Especially when you're talking about public health and a disease that can spread. But hold on, because this isn't the end of the story. DeMarco, thankfully, appeals this decision.
Okay, good. What happened then?
The Superior Court hears his case and decides to overturn the trial court's decision.
So they disagreed with the whole no privity, no case thing.
They did. And then the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, the top dogs, they took a look and agreed with the Superior Court.
Wow, so the higher courts were like, nope, this is bigger than just a direct doctor-patient thing.
Exactly. And this is where the case gets really interesting for law students because it changes how we think about a doctor's duty. So the key takeaway here is that the court moved away from just looking at that one-to-one doctor-patient relationship. They said there's more to it when you're dealing with communicable diseases.
It's like they expanded the circle of responsibility, right?
Precisely. They acknowledged that a doctor's duty can extend to other people, to third parties, as long as the harm to those people is foreseeable.
Yeah.
And they made it clear that just being married or not, that wasn't the deciding factor. It was all about foreseeability.
So even if you're not the patient, if the doctor could reasonably foresee you getting hurt because of their actions, you might have a case.
That's a huge shift in legal thinking. And it leads us to the big question. Can a doctor really be held responsible for someone they've never even met?
Yeah, that's the core issue here, isn't it?
It is, and the court said, yes, they can.
Wow. So how did they get there? Like, what was the legal reasoning?
Well, to understand that, you need to know about a really important legal principle. It's Section 324A of the Restatement, Second of Torts. This is like the backbone of their decision.
Section 324A. Got it. Break that down for me, though. What's it all about?
Sure. Basically, it says that if someone does something, provides a service, knowing that others are relying on them to do it right, and they screw it up, causing harm, well, they can be held responsible for that harm, even to people they didn't directly deal with.
It's about accountability, even when there's not a direct contract.
So in this case, the service was the medical advice the doctors gave to Vicciacchini.
That's it. And DeMarco, even though he wasn't the patient, he relied on that advice indirectly because his actions were based on what Vicciacchini did after getting that advice.
And because they knew she had a partner, it was foreseeable that he might be harmed if their advice was wrong. Exactly. Foreseeability is key. The court basically said, come on. The doctors knew she was in a relationship. They should have known that their advice could impact her partner. And remember, we're not just talking about some private medical issue here.
Right.
Hepatitis B is a communicable disease. It can spread. So giving good advice isn't just about protecting the patient. It's about protecting public health.
It's like a ripple effect, right? The doctor's actions can have consequences way beyond the individual patient.
Precisely. Now, of course, the doctors had some arguments against all this. They weren't just going to say, okay, sure, we're responsible for everyone.
Yeah, what did they say?
Well, they brought up some important points about patient privacy.
Yeah.
They were worried that if they could be held liable to just about anyone, it would mean they'd have to tell all sorts of people about their patients' conditions.
That's a valid concern. Like, where do you draw the line?
Right. It's a slippery slope argument.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be in a position where they had to warn every single person their patient might come into contact with. That would be impossible, and it would violate confidentiality.
So how did the court balance those competing interests?
Very carefully. They didn't create some massive new rule that made doctors liable for everyone. They specifically limited the duty to cases where certain conditions are met.
Okay, what are those conditions?
First, the disease has to be communicable, like hepatitis B. Second, the person who might get harmed, the third party, has to be identifiable. Like in this case, they knew DeMarco was the partner. And third, the harm to that third party has to be foreseeable. It can't be some random person they might bump into on the street.
So it's a narrow duty tailored to the specific risks of contagious diseases.
Exactly. They address the trial court's idea about marriage being a factor, too. Justice Montemurro wrote, public policy values families, but that doesn't outweigh preventing disease spread. So they're saying, look, we get it. Families are important. But stopping the spread of disease is also really important.
Wow, that's a pretty strong statement.
It is. It shows you what the court was prioritizing here. And there's another great quote from the decision. It says, the physicians knew their advice was meant to protect third parties. Getting it wrong isn't just a mistake, it's negligence. That really sums up the court's view. They're saying, you knew your advice had implications for others, and you messed up. That's not just an oops, that's negligence.
So, big picture, what did DeMarco v. Lynch Holmes do to the legal landscape?
It was a big deal. It really expanded how we think about medical malpractice, especially in Pennsylvania. It set a precedent that doctors treating patients with contagious diseases, they can't just think about the patient in front of them. They have to consider the risks to other people, to those who are foreseeably at risk.
And this has implications for public health as a whole, right?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that medical advice, especially in these cases, can have ripple effects.
It raises interesting questions for future cases, too. Like, how do you define foreseeable? What if the relationship isn't as clear-cut as a romantic partner?
Totally. DeMarco set the groundwork. But those are the kinds of details that lawyers will continue to debate. So, for all you law students out there, what are the key takeaways from this case? What do you really need to remember?
Several big things. First, legal duty isn't always about a direct contract or agreement. Foreseeability and reliance, those can create a duty too.
And remember, this case is all about policy arguments. The court balanced individual rights, like patient privacy, with the bigger need for public safety.
Don't forget the specific facts of the case either. That 6-week advice versus the actual 6-month incubation period, that was huge. And DeMarco's reliance on the advice was key to his case.
Oh, and the court's decision to not just focus on marriage, that shows you how the law is evolving to recognize different kinds of relationships.
Exactly. So when you analyze a case, think beyond the immediate parties. Who else might be affected?
DeMarco is a perfect example of how legal responsibility can go further than you might think. It can reach those who are foreseeably at risk.
And with that in mind, we want to leave you with a thought. Given what we know from DeMarco, what about new diseases where we're still figuring things out? What are a doctor's obligations then? It's a tricky question with no easy answers.
Food for thought. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Always a pleasure.